My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 28th day of July. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody in Tyrone.
And Hyrule.
I didn't say Hyrule, I said Tyrone.
Tyrone? Oh, Tyrone's going to the south side.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, since you mentioned him, say hello to... We usually have a four-hour show, so we'll throw Hyrule in there.
That's going back the other way. That's going back up Paulding County.
Yeah, off 278.
I was listening to that song. I was thinking about Spicoli. Yo, Mr. Hand.
You are the last person in the world I thought would bring up Spicoli this morning. That's pretty good.
Isn't it our pizza?
Is it our time together, Mr. Hand? Is there a more iconic character in music that you can just mention one name? There's other bigger ones I'm saying, but you mention one name, and there's just one vision you get.
Yeah.
And I always love him because, you know, his favorite rock band, who he hired when he won all that money, was Van Halen. Yep. Do you remember his first name?
That.
I almost said it. Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High had a first name.
How
about no L? Want to give it a shot?
I want to say it was Tony.
Nope. And boy, I better be right. But I was also remembering his buddy was a dude from ER, Anthony Edwards, and the guy who played Mask with Cher.
Yeah.
Who was also in Pulp Fiction, Eric Stoltz. Travolta ran his car into his house because he was ODing. But well, I think those were his friends. I want to say Jeff Spicoli.
It was Jeff. Yep, it was Jeff.
I want to say Jeff Spicoli.
It was Jeff. Yep, yeah. Jeff Spicoli.
That's one of those rainy day, nothing else is working on cable, and you're laying in bed, a good time to revisit Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I love that movie. It's so ridiculous. Buddy with the 17 jobs.
Pardon?
Buddy with the 17 jobs as a senior. That was one of my favorite recurring things going on in that plot. He had about four jobs by the time that movie ended.
You mean Rosewood? From Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly.
What was his name? Judge Reinhold. That's
yep.
it. Yep. By the way, I seen that new Beverly Hills Cop.
I'm going to put that on the list for this weekend. It's got to be better than 3.
Okay. You're right. It is better than 3. But it does. They could have jumped over 3 and made this one, and it would have been 1, 2, and 3 would have been okay. But yeah, the third one was just.
But I your criticism is valid because that's usually I usually criticize every sequel that's like 20 years old. So valid. This is the only one I've been really excited for.
Yeah, and they just went back to a lot of the old jokes that weren't funny again, and so I was, you know, maybe it's because we expect more from Eddie. You just expect he rose the bar.
I mean,
raised it.
It's his own bar,
and
so
exactly. And like you said, I couldn't even get through three. Yeah. I the amusement park, all that craziness. I couldn't get through it. I couldn't get through it. But you know, this one is just it's not that bad. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. The strangest sight this past week for me, Mr. Crenshaw, is watching these all-time coaches during the media days, and they're not coaching. But they are on the sidelines now, so to speak.
Yeah.
And occupying broadcast booths and doing everything that you don't know them to be.
Well, you get some, and then you get some who are back and some who are in different roles. I was at ACC Media Days. Good to see Coach Mark Richt, you know, working ACC Network. He's going to be doing stuff in the studio with them again this year. So it was good to see that while I was up there, along with all the other stuff that was happening. You know, with the ACC. But, yeah, you're going to see some things a little different because you got to figure out which conference you follow and where they are because they moved around networks and everything. You know, you're used to seeing the 3:30 game on CBS. It's been the SEC for so long. Not anymore.
Gone.
You know, so, I mean, everything's moved around. You got to know where CW had a crew up there because CW has part of the ACC's TV package with TV for football and basketball. So they had Tom Brenneman who's working with them. So it was, you know, yeah, you got to get used to who's going to be where, the faces and the voices you're going to hear both on radio and TV this season. But
what's crazy? You just brought up a name. Today would have been Marty Brenneman's birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
we just trip into insignificant information.
Just stumble into
just
it, right?
Just jump right into this stuff. For me, though, now that you got a chance to look behind the Bill Belichick curtain, and I say that because I'm not talking about his coaching at X's and O's, but we see what kind of team builder he is or is not. When he had a chance to be the GM, once Brady left, build that team. All right, Bill, let's find out if you're the brains behind all of this and you're the reason why you have all these rings, or was it your old quarterback? And when we watched him fail spectacularly and put a defensive coordinator in his offense, Matt Patricia, put him as his offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just – so when he's in the booth this season – and I know I went to Belichick. We were talking college, but
yeah.
I'm thinking him and Saban and
well,
and Saban's the other
gonna
guys.
Saban's going to be a different.
He'll
thing.
Be in the studio, but
Saban's going to be a smash hit. He's going to be a smash hit, you know. And I think the resources that you have. Think about, you know, right now he's fresh off the field,
right?
So any top player you're going to see, he tried to recruit.
Well, then
he knows them personally. Think about all of the coaches who are part of his tree. And indirectly part of his tree, even around here, you got Kirby Smart as part of his tree. You got your coach at Georgia Tech as part of the tree. You got, the fact to a second degree, the coach at Georgia State, who's a part of the tree, through having been an assistant to Kirby Smart.
Okay.
So, I mean, you think about the influence that he has and can bring that out on TV. Who else can do that right now?
No, you know? And all of that is all well and fine if he does that, if he brings out these stories, or – he's going to be nothing if he doesn't bring him out, because that's what I was getting to ask you. Is he going to be great because of the X's and O's that he talks about within the sport, or the stories that he brings because he's
gonna
Nick
bring
Saban?
Both. He's going to
bring
both.
You think
both.
So? You, okay, that's what I'm hoping for.
He's going to bring both.
He's got to tell some stories.
You got the top-ranked quarterback and whatnot. Well, yeah, we had so-and-so down. I had a chance to meet his folks or whatnot. Or I remember talking to his high school coach about him. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Nothing deep dive about the person, but just the fact that he has had contact with him, like any other coach. Like if Ryan Day was to go out and after this year be out of Ohio State, he'd be able to do the same thing because he's talked to the same folks.
Yeah, but he ain't Nick Saban, and this is the X factor I think that Nick Saban has over others. And I think there's been one other coach who did this on a regular basis publicly, never got into broadcasting, but he's got this like a Steve Spurrier thing where stuff will just come out of him, right? And he don't care who it offends and who it bothers. Now, a lot of that happened because he was at the top of the mountain, but now he's on TV. and how many buttons will he push there? That's what I see as the X factor as far as Nick Saban, because he has entertained us with the things that he has said in post game and in news conferences. Am I right?
The thing that I can't wait is if he's doing, if for some reason they have to do game day with a Colorado game.
Because you know they're going to do that.
Because of the Aflac commercials,
you know,
man.
They're going to do that.
But I'm just saying, I can't wait for that. That you know, that's just out there. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, man, the things that the paths that he's crossed, the people that he's known and been personally attached to, I think that's going to be fantastic to see him do that. I think he does a good job.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Upcoming college football season and the moving landscape and what's going on.
The practices start. Practices start on Wednesday. A lot of schools will start
Who was
practices.
It that could have went at it last night Georgia, you were talking about?
Well, that's high school. But college now, Georgia Tech is already practicing.
Yes, they have.
They start this week because they're going to play 24th. They got to go across the pond. And you wonder how they're going to keep things normal. Preseason ACC rankings, they are picking Georgia Tech like 10. I think they may do better. I mean, they were 7-6 last year. They bring back perhaps the best quarterback in the conference. Could be the best quarterback in the ACC in Haynes King. And we'll see what happens. But I'm looking at their rankings, and it looks strange because you get who's ranked ahead of them in the preseason poll? California.
Yeah.
The Golden Bears. From Berkeley.
Knocking up the trombone player.
You know, it's hard to see, man. You got Stanford. They got them at 17. SMU, they're really expecting something from them. They got them picked preseason 5th in the conference.
Tell me when UCLA plays Rutgers in December in Jersey. That's the one.
You know, that's
tell me when those matches are going to happen.
Yeah.
When USC has to go to the, you know, Happy Valley.
Yeah.
And deal with that.
Yeah. But you're going to see some of that. You know, Texas has a game at Michigan this year.
Yes, they do. Second game.
I mean, so we're going to see some matchups.
They're going to go up there licking their wounds from the first game.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to go at a time of year when you don't mind going. You know, that game's going to be early in the season. A team from Texas, you don't want to go up there in November. Well, you know what I mean? I mean, that's the thing. And that's the thing that has always prevented teams from the Big Ten from coming down south to play an early season game in the Southeast. Them dudes, they ain't practicing this kind of stuff up there.
Well, it's not only that, if you're going to get beat and play another big dog in another conference and make that travel, you want to do it early, right? You want to get that over with. Now, that's been the traditional way because you only had one shot at losing a game. And once you lost that one game, it better be against somebody big and it better be early. Those days are gone. You got 12 teams that are going to get in there this time. So the way you go about looking at your season and how you position it and the wins and losses and so, how many, if you had to guess right now, how many losses are still going to make the playoffs? Three. Okay.
I think they can lose three games and still get in. We'll see as the season unfolds. We'll wait to see. Georgia State, new coach, you know, the preseason polls, they were picked 7th out of 7 in the East. I think there's just a lot of unknown. I believe they're going to be better than that. I think people just don't know because, you know, Coach McGee has been over there really working the transfer portal. And you'll find out when they roll them out on the 31st against Georgia Tech.
How much
Kennesaw State, not as I expected with them in their preseason. They were in Frisco, Texas for media days for Conference USA, and they're picked at the bottom of that because they're basically an unknown. Why are they coming into that conference?
Did you just call them Frisco again?
No, Frisco is Frisco, Texas.
Okay.
Not Frisco as a call in San Francisco.
That's what I'm saying. They hate that out there.
They don't like that. But there was a Frisco, Texas, and that's where Conference USA had their media day last week.
Who hates it worse, than folks in San Francisco or them folks down in Griffin when you mess with the G?
You don't mess with that. You get in real trouble doing that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listen, I wanted to ask you, because we started off talking about the ACC, how and when will this lawsuit going on, you got Clemson and teams trying to jump out of that conference. How long do you think this is going to take to resolve, and what do you think it's going to look like with another team possibly leaving, and if they do, where are they going to go?
Well, it seemed like Big 12. You know, it's what the SEC isn't calling for them. in the Big Ten.
That's what I'm saying. The two conferences you would want to jump to don't want you, don't have room for you. This smacks of that old phrase about dancing with the devil you got versus, you know what I mean?
Maybe they just want to prove a point, you know, and they got until August 15th, I believe, to say, you know, hey, we're on board for this season, whether or not, you know. So they have, that is one cutoff deadline. And I think they stay put for this season. But after this, if they still want to try to bowl. You know what I think this impacts, though? If Florida State goes into the Big 12, I think that impacts how long Coach Prime stays at Colorado, because wouldn't he love to be in a conference against Florida State? I think that's something. Ooh. I think that's something that would keep him in place out there. Just the idea of lining up against his school. You know what I mean?
We'll find out how serious he is after next season.
After next season,
we will find out.
After next season,
after the kids are all gone.
After next season, the kids are gone, and Florida State makes the move into the conference. I think he won't go anywhere.
All right, we are going to get on out of here. Talk to Mark Simon next. Baseball is on his mind. Braves, Mets. He is joining us from Pennsylvania, not New York. That's up next, Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A throwback Sunday on Star 94.
Say right.
Nightingale.
Ain't heard that one in a minute.
Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. We have not. I think there's only been one other man guest that we have that requested a female walk-on, and that's
never be Russell.
What, be Russell?
Yeah, Russell Beck. His former ESPN compadre.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot about
that's
that.
That's it. That's it.
How about okay.
It? Well, of course, folks, we're talking about Mark Simon when it's time to talk baseball. And always great to catch up with him. Pat will be on the All-Star break. And you requested this,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, he did.
What was your reason for requesting this particular song, sir? Good morning.
So I tried to get a little clever. I was thinking that the Braves need to get right back where they started from, because they started from a pretty good place. And right now, they're not in a pretty good place. And this is a nice, peppy song to start a Sunday morning, I suppose. And it's actually funny, because I root for the New York Rangers hockey team very avidly. This is the victory song for the New York Islanders.
Really?
Yeah. They win.
Yeah.
He cleaned that up a little bit, though, but I felt the shiv going in at first. He's trying to be slick about it, but that's okay.
Nice,
taking a shot at the Braves.
How about that?
And that's okay. Your Mets, we're looking up at the Mets right now. And by the way, I made a mistake. I thought you lived in New York. You live in Pennsylvania, but aren't you from New York?
I'm from New York City.
Okay.
Born and raised.
I was right there. All right, man. Well, listen, we got you back here, Mark. What's going on in this National League East right now?
Boy, I think the Mets are playing very, very well, yesterday notwithstanding, and I appreciate the fact that they are in somewhat of a go-for-it mode, which they might not necessarily have been a week or two ago. And I think that's right, because their lineup is very stacked, and there aren't a lot of starting pitching staffs in the National League and the National League East that can shut down a lineup of their quality, even though Schwellenbach did it yesterday. So I think optimism is what reigns in New York right now for the Metropolitans, whereas for the Braves, seems like a little bit of pessimism, particularly given all the injuries and the struggles. And they kind of showed the Mets a little something, I guess, yesterday with the home runs. They got back to where they started from yesterday with a lot of long balls and good starting pitching. But, boy, that seems to be missing right now. And I don't know that I would go heavy go for it if I was them, because I don't know that they necessarily have the horses at this point in time to be a team that's competitive to try and get to the World Series.
And when you say go for it, you mean like at the trade deadline that's coming up
right here,
and we're days away from it now.
Yep.
And you wonder if they're going to sell, if they're going to buy, if they're going to go deep and try to get some players, and you don't think so.
No, well, I think they could go for it on a small scale. I think that, you know, maybe I think 3-4 weeks ago, you're probably thinking of being really aggressive on it. And I guess there are aggressive things that you could do, but now I wouldn't go out and trade for Blake Snell or something like that at this point. I think their go for it, their moves would be something smaller, like, you know, maybe get an outfield bat. Or a starting pitcher that's kind of like second tier, that fits in maybe third or, you know, second or third or fourth in the rotation, as opposed to trying to get an ace. That would be my take at the moment.
My goodness. Well, we're spending time talking with Mark Simon here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, talking baseball with him.
Yeah, I'm wrong, by the way.
What's wrong?
It's not the Mets. We're not looking up at the Mets, because after the win yesterday.
You're basically even.
Yeah, and basically we're right. It's a push.
Yeah, but talk about having these games between these two teams mean so much at this stage of the season. If this were back in May or June is one thing, but the calendar is about to turn to August and to have these games because they're both in this wild card hunt.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what's kind of annoying to me is that this is it. And with the way that the schedule is now, there's three more left, but they might mean something, they might not. They've got three left at the very end, but I missed the days when they played 18 times, and they're only playing 13 this year.
Right.
And it is cool. Like, it's funny what happened in the series opener on Thursday felt very much like what has happened to the Mets against the Braves many times, where the Mets melt and you essentially add an L and then suffer an L, and the Mets become the melts and wind up losing. But the Braves on Thursday were the team that melted, and I thought that that was particularly interesting, and there seemed like a carryover on Friday. And then yesterday, Braves got one back. But yeah, it is cool. I wish that they played more. I like rivalries. I like Rangers-Islanders.
Right.
I like Mets-Braves.
Mark Simon joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Had a World Series last year where nobody at any point short of the month before the season ended would have picked Texas
right.
and Arizona. And given how these seasons have played out toward the end, the sprint that happens and the available wild card slots, I just don't know that we can pick. Looking at the division leaders right now. Now, listen, Philadelphia is with that. They got the best team in baseball right now. Got the best record.
Yep.
But
yep.
Are people sleeping on Milwaukee? Are people sleeping on the Dodgers? Well, we say what we say about the Dodgers. But here's what I'm getting at. I'm looking at that next level down. We're talking about the Mets here and the Braves. They're kind of a push. But this is, Sam, enough time has gone by that it seems like this is when those St. Louis Cardinals reared their ugly head. It's like every about 10 years.
They're always around.
You know what I mean?
Most years, they're always around.
They're This is the year, though. They're in second place right now in the Central. They're letting Milwaukee cruise up there. They just got that team that could just position themselves in that last month, just spring up. So what are your thoughts on the Cardinals? I'm gonna pick them as far as who you've been looking at next.
Sure. So there are a couple of things with them that are a little strange. One is that their best players have not been their best players. Goldschmidt has had a pretty lousy year. Arenado, for the most part, has had a pretty lousy year. And it is the youth of the lineup that at least a little bit is carrying them, like their shortstop, Mason Wynn, who has been terrific this season. He would be one. Alec Burleson would be another. And it's kind of like a who are these guys kind of thing. Their starting pitching is a little, I think, would make me a little worried because it is very old. Their top four starters are 35, 36, 34, and 37 in terms of age at the moment. And I think I would worry a little bit about that over the long course of the season. Sonny Gray is very good, though, and that's certainly a guy to like that could be an ace in the postseason that could win a lot of games. Their bullpen is decent. I would imagine they'll be in the trade market because I think whenever the Cardinals are in it, they would go for it. But I think what they need to be good and to be like scary is for their best players to be their best players, and that's Arenado and Goldschmidt to wake up out of their funk.
Spending time on the waitfor.com online with Mark Simon. He is social. You can always find him at Mark A. Simon Says. Mark A. Simon Says Sports Info Solutions. What's this time of year like for you? You know, doing things. There's a lot of people looking for information, stats, and things like that. And I know you do a lot with baseball, but does this football start a football season bother you at all?
Fortunately, I am largely on the outside looking in at our company when it comes to football. I think my role is primarily to make sure that none of our people say anything dumb.
Okay.
But it's cool. This is the good part of the baseball season. This is the exciting time. I'm a purist. I wish there were fewer wild card spots. I don't like that last team gets in. If it was up to me and they go to 32 teams, I would just have the division winners and no wild cards and just go from there and have 8 playoff teams. I like the days of 4 playoff teams, the 1980s and the early 1990s. That's my sweet spot for baseball.
Okay, but Mark, you have moved forward, right? You're not going to be one of those traditionalists who are standing on the pier when the cruise ship pulls away, and you're going, "Hey, wait about me. What about you know?" And those old ideas are great, but that was then, and things are changing. Are you changing begrudgingly?
I tend to be a begrudger.
Okay, well, as long as you change, man.
When it comes to change, but yes. But as I think as evidenced by my song choice, which, by the way, comes from the year that I was born, 1975, I think it's evident that I'm a little bit of an old soul, right?
Wow.
He's an old soul. Sam and I were talking about the Olympics that took place a year after he was born a minute ago.
There you go.
So, listen, all of that being said, I don't know when we're going to have a chance to talk to you again, but as we approach these playoffs, how do you think this division with the Braves and the Phillies and the Mets are going to change? How do you think it's going to look when regular season ends?
I think the Phillies are going to be the team to beat going into the postseason. I think it will be possible for a team that could get hot if they were healthy, that a team could get hot at the bottom of the pile, whether it's the Braves or the Padres or the whoever's, that could pose a serious challenge. I do think the Phillies are the team to beat. If they're healthy, they're adding in the bullpen. I think the Dodgers are a close second. But it doesn't, as I said before, though, it doesn't feel to me like it's the Brave year.
Not even wild card.
Well, I think they'll make the playoffs. I just think that they might go out with, unless they add significantly, I think they could go out with a little bit of a whimper.
I don't know. They've done that the last 2 years after winning the division.
Yeah.
I think this time we go in and the bats kept. And you know, that's my thing, the bats being awake in October, because they took a nap the last 2 years. And I think but we got to get there. You know, we just have to get there. And I think that's the biggest thing. American League, Yankees or Orioles? Which one will it be?
So flavor of the moment for me would be Baltimore. Yankees got a really awful loss the other day and a really great win last night. But I like the Oriole lineup. It is a team of youth. Almost all of their regular players are under the age of 30. Their best player is 23, and he's terrific. Their catcher is great. I'm talking about Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. And their starting pitching is good, very good at the top. I wouldn't be surprised if they add a bullpen arm in the next day or two, because their closer does make me a little nervous. That's someone Braves fans know well, Craig Kimbrell. But at the moment, I think I am leaning that the Orioles are the team to beat in the American League.
Okay. All right. We'll watch it and see.
All right. What you got against the Olympics, man? How come you ain't watching them?
No baseball.
So can I? Yeah. So let me say this about the Olympics. This used to get me in so much trouble at ESPN. The thing that I like in the Olympics, this is so bad, but I like when the U.S. is a really heavy favorite in something and doesn't win it, because it is such a good story when someone else wins. But everyone hates that I root
against. Yeah, I heard about people like this in your business. You journalists, Sam. Yeah. They root not you, but they root for they're.
Well, they want a story.
They want a story.
Give me the story.
They don't care about how their own friends and family members, let alone the city they live in. They're going to be miserable because their team lost. He's going, Rutgers beat them. You know, I bet you follow Appalachian State.
I appreciate Appalachian State. I definitely root against the power teams in college football.
Don't feel bad for Appalachian State. I mean, Georgia State, we go play those guys all the time, and they're sitting on more money than you would think.
Yeah, they are.
Because when they go play big teams, they beat them, and they bring back a check. They brought a big old check back from Texas A&M a couple years ago. They've added on to buildings up there. They've started a satellite campus in Hickory. So don't feel bad for App State.
No. Right. It can be a game changer, and I just think it's a life changer when someone does something in the Olympics that is extraordinary. And all props to the men's basketball team and Simone Biles and all of the greats that you'll see over the next little while. But I want the person from the country that I barely know to win.
So last night you were happy that Katie Ledecky came in third, got a bronze, and didn't continue her streak, and that young woman from Australia got the gold. The woman who grew up loving Katie Ledecky.
So I didn't know that until this very moment. Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, see, this is the.
I think somebody come from a small country or something and win it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Compared to the United States, Australia's small.
Well, no, but I mean, some of these people that showed up on the boat.
Oh, that's
like
true.
Four
athletes. Yeah, you're right.
They're like four athletes, right? You know, so I'm like,
the size of Rhode Island,
right?
One of those Micronesia companies or countries,
right? You know, and they go out and all of a sudden they pop up and they beat somebody. They're just glad to be there. But if somebody, one of them, were to pop up and win a story, that's a heck of a story and win a medal.
Mark, as always, thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
There you have it.
Thanks
Mark Simon joining Sam and Greg here. Hey, we got to get on out of here. I was going to ask Noelle a question, speaking of Olympics, but we're going to talk Olympics as we turn things over to John Freaky. Not today.
Not today.
We have Dylan Matthews and we have Joe Patrick coming up top of the hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.